Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Tony. It's a beautiful day in Pinehurst.
Yeah, every day is a beautiful day in Pinehurst, isn't it, Reg?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the most wonderful spot in the world, I think, for golf. And you're coming off such a wonderful year with the USGA and that's so successful. U.S. Open this year down at Pinehurst. Was this number four for us, Pinehurst?
Yeah, this is our fourth U.S. Open and 25th anniversary of our Payne Stewart's win in 1999.
I was covering that event in 1999, and I don't think any of us will ever forget that round on that rainy Sunday afternoon with the cutoff rain slicker that he had on. It's just something that stays with you forever.
Yeah, no, it was one of our most memorable championships, and certainly set the stage for the legacy that has come since then.
As you look back on this year, not only did you have a successful U.S. Open, but all your championships over the course of the year.
Yeah, and no, it really has been a great championship year for us. It's, of my 21 years, this very well may have been the best year that we've had.
And, Reg, as you look back at this championship, when you have it at a place like Pinehurst, is that any easier, sort of a home course, for want of a better term, than some of the other courses where the Open is from time to time?
Yeah, it definitely. Pinehurst has so many advantages for us in hosting our championship. And thankfully, I was here in 1999, so this was my fourth one. You certainly learn a lot each time that you do it. But really, the support that we get here locally and then the commitment that we've had from the state of North Carolina really is what has set Pinehurst apart over these last 25 years, and that's why Pinehurst was named as our first anchor site.
And, you know, Pinehurst, so much the place that we think of, at least for North Carolinians, when we think of golf, I don't think it's just North Carolinians. And one of the things that I think a lot of us are so happy about was having the Golf Hall of Fame come back home to where it should never have left.
Yeah, I was. I remember when it left back in the 90s, and I think for it to come full circle, be back here, it certainly is very appropriate to be back here at the home of American golf.
Reg, I think one thing that may confuse some golf fans, of course, the U.S. Open is put on by the USGA, but I think a lot of people may be confused because they hear the USGA, they hear the PGA Tour, they hear the PGA of America, and of course we've got the PGA Championship coming to North Carolina next year. These different bodies, do you work closely together?
Absolutely. It really is a close fraternity within the game of golf, and we support each other, and you know, when we're all successful, it just makes the game that much better.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting, we have what are generally considered to be the four majors, with the U.S. Open, the Masters, the PGA Championship, and I'll call it the British Open. They won't be calling it the Open Championship, of course, in Great Britain. But you think about these, and really all of them are governed, in a sense, by a different body.
Yeah. You know, we all have our different initiatives. We all have our different focuses, but you know, I think all of the major championships certainly are special and are different in their own way.
I know that from the USGA standpoint, your planning for this past year's tournament had to have started years ago, and I'm sure that's the case every year. It's how many years in advance do you really start working on these things?
We're actively working about 5 years out on each side. I mean, I think we've gotten to the point now with how we've sort of have changed our focus in announcing our sites. I think we have sites out to maybe Oakland Hills in 2051. We're out there a pretty long ways for our championships, but I think it certainly has allowed us to think a little bit differently in how we prepare and invest for our championship sites.
Are there going to be many, like we had in Pinehurst 1 year, where you have both the men's championship and the women's championship at the same place?
We actually announced The 2036 U.S. Open and Women's Open will both be held at Shinnecock Hills Golf Club. So that'll be the first one other than Pinehurst, and obviously we'll be back here in 2029 for another back-to-back championship.
Well, but certainly successful the last time, and we look forward to it again. And as you look ahead to the coming year, what's the biggest challenge, and what are you looking forward to the most for 2025 with USGA?
Well, again, I tell you, this coming off this year, we set a high bar of the championships that I've been a part of. This one very well may have been the most complete championship that we've had. It just could not have gone any better. But we're excited to be back at Oakmont. This will be my third U.S. Open there. You know, Oakmont's, it may be the original anchor site when you think about it. This will be our 10th championship there. And, you know, from a golf course, from a community perspective, it's a lot like Pinehurst to us. It feels like going home, and we're excited about having another great championship there.
Yeah, folks may not think about it sometimes. The Masters, it's in the same place every year, but the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship, you're moving around, so there's a little bit more work involved.
Yeah, we're a little bit like the circus from that standpoint, but we're very fortunate. We think the different sites that we go to certainly represent the very best of American golf, and very special sites.
Well, Reg, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you around the golf world next year, and you have a great and merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Great to be with you.